Hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin, and welcome to episode 8 of season 3. If you do have any show topics or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. And joining me this week are the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder and chief executive warrior, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Been a few weeks for the listeners out there since we have recorded, going on about 5 weeks. I know Rick and Rob have been super busy with camps and other things in life, but we do have an episode today. We got a kind of a listener question, if you will, from someone who attended a recent camp. And that's from Brenton Chamberlain. Brenton writes, I filled out a post-camp survey already, but I thought of a topic that might be interesting for camp or perhaps the podcast. And that is diet. Aside from general healthy eating habits and plenty of hops-infused cold beverages, what's the best diet for beer leaguers? And what and when is the best way to eat before, say, a championship game? What about post-recovery? And then maybe talk about some off-ice stretching resources to round out an athletic wellness sort of subject. Brenton, that's a great question. We definitely appreciate you pushing that through the system to get to us. And I do want to, I'll speak for myself and probably I think Rick and Robin say we are not doctors, nutritionists, or personal trainers. I don't have a degree in any of this kind of stuff. So we're only going to provide our opinions and maybe some results we've obtained from our own experiences as athletes. And but otherwise, if you do want some professional advice, I recommend you go see someone who has a degree in something like this. So Rick and Rob, anything you want to start off with your experiences on the idea of diet and even things like off-ice stretching?
You know, it's a great question. And I can tell you, like, you know, someone who struggled with some weight stuff myself, especially for adults, I think it is a key topic, and not just from a hockey standpoint, just from a life standpoint. You know, and there's so many things there that we could tackle. And I'll start by saying, when you listen to athletes of today, and I don't just mean hockey players, athletes, diet is such an important part of what they do on a daily basis. It's part of their lifestyle. It's what they do. As an adult league, beer league player, you know, sometimes you're rushing from work to get to your game. Sometimes your game is a little bit later. So, you know, what do you do in those times? What do you eat? What do you grab? What, you know, and that's, you know, it's, I mean, I'm kind of at a loss. I'm not even sure where to start. I mean, from a pregame meal, all right, do you have time to make one? And what does that consist of? Everybody talks about pasta. How long should you eat before, you know, before you play? And even to this day, and I haven't played a whole lot recently, but if I was going to play, I would still plan my meal and eat about 3 hours before. And then I would have something small in that 3 hour period before the game, a protein bar or something like that, just to have something in my stomach a little bit. But I don't want to have that full feeling going into a game. Like, I don't want to have, oh, I just ate and I feel sluggish and so on and so forth. But again, sometimes you don't have that option. And you talk about, we want to build up our energy systems and stuff like that. So when it comes to the game, it just depends on what's available to you. And what's your time frame to prepare? If we're talking about just life in general, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, let's talk about the exercise part of it. If hockey is the only thing you do once a week, then you need to get out and do a couple other things, you know, at least 2-3 times a week for at least 30 minutes. You know, from a diet perspective, you try to eliminate the bad and have more good in your diet. And I mean, everybody knows this. It's just what's your lifestyle and what's going on that's preventing you from eating correctly or, you know, not preparing yourself for play, but just being healthy in general. That was a ramble, I know, but it's, I'm just, you know, having read this and just trying to tackle this from what makes sense for the beer leaguer. And I think if we ask 20 different people, we'd probably get 20 different answers. And so just trying to, narrow that down, it could be quite difficult to just to have one answer. I think it really depends on, what's your time frame? What are your normal eating habits? So there's a lot to uncover there and a lot to tackle, and I'm not sure I'm doing a good job at it, but I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say.
I was just gonna, kind of concur with what Rob said at the beginning about, the timing. Like for me, what I eat is certainly a consideration. But I try not to have things that are going to be too gassy or whatever, that's going to make me not feel good when I'm playing. But the biggest thing is timing, right? Like I don't want to go be playing on a full stomach, yet I don't want to be starving. So like Rob said, I like to make sure I'm done eating, say 2 hours before my game, at least, so I've digested enough and then, make sure I'm not starving. So like I got hockey at noon today, right? I got a pickup. So, that's lunchtime for me normally. So what I do is I usually about 10:30, I get, I have a snack of like peanut butter on toast. That's something that doesn't bother me too much. It, fills me up and gives me enough energy and, it gets me through the pickup sessions, which tend to be a lot of skating. So it's a lot of exercise because we play for an hour and a half.
Yeah. And that was kind of, one of the, I'll kind of point listeners to a resource that I've used a lot. I think it's good stuff. There are some paywalls and things like that behind it, but there's a website, a company, if you will, called hockeytraining.com, and they have a ton of information. And the good part about it is you can take it and use it as you want to. And it goes everything from specific on-ice drills. Some of them are tailored directly into what you're going to learn at Weekend Warriors Hockey and allow you to take those skills you learn there and fine tune them. And then it also gets into strength and conditioning. And they also have stuff on nutrition. So I'll link those in the show notes page for anybody who wants to go, but it's hockeytraining.com. You can find things in there. It's not the only source. It just tends to be one that I go to. And as the topic came up, it came off the top of my head to use that. But, and to hit exactly what Rick talked about is this is a huge topic. When you're talking about what people are doing every single day, that's what's going to determine whether or not you're optimal as far as an athlete goes. It's not just one thing. It's not just one meal before you go. It has to do with your lifestyle. And so that's one of the things they bring up in their nutrition guide at hockeytraining.com is that you don't prepare for the game with one meal. You prepare for the game with your lifestyle. And I think that's where Rob was going. And you do have to try out different things. Some people are going to be able to eat, 6-8 ounce piece of chicken and some broccoli before a game and be perfectly fine. And other people won't be able to do that. It won't be either enough or it won't be the right, menu items for them. Some people are vegans, some people are vegetarians. To answer Rob's question about myself, I have switched my way of eating to be a carnivore. I don't eat carbs, which sounds crazy for an athlete, but it works for me. So, Rick said he's going to go play pickup today. I'm going to go do stick and puck. I haven't eaten since last night and I won't eat till I get home. It's kind of an intermittent fasting thing, but I don't have an energy problem at all. I'm a little bit hungry, but I can go without eating for a little bit longer. But everybody's different. So, my pregame meal, Rob, is a steak. I'll eat a steak or I'll eat, 4 or 5 eggs. That's what I do. And I know if anybody out there wants to worry about my cholesterol, don't worry. I've gone through all this with my doctor round and around. So it's a huge topic and it takes, some trial and error and it takes, you have to figure out what works for you. But I think Rob's right with saying you got to eliminate the bad stuff. And my perspective on the bad stuff is when you go into a grocery store, if it's not on the edge, on the walls of the grocery store, it's probably something you should reconsider eating. Most stuff that sits in the middle of the grocery store is processed. It all has sugar in it. And sugar is one of the key things that if I were to recommend one thing that people do, it's cut out your sugar intake, at least cut it way down.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's really hard to do. Like you said, it's amazing. Like what you find sugar in that you wouldn't expect.
Well, it's because it's addictive for the brain.
Yeah.
People like stuff with sugar, it's a drug. And it's hard to do. It's an addiction like anything else, just like, caffeine. So, and One of the things sugar does is it increases, obviously it puts you through insulin cycles. That's not good for your body. That those glucose spikes and things like that. And it, for a lot of people, it creates a lot of inflammation. So that would be my advice. That's kind of where I go. I try not to do those kinds of things. I do feel so much better in the past 2 years after switching. I did every morning at age 45. I felt like I was getting up. I'd been hit by a truck. Well, I cut out sugar and all of a sudden I felt better. I still get sore. I'm still not, 25, but I feel so much better. Anyway, that's kind of my rant.
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking here about hockey and stuff like this. I think we got to get back to just basic life. Just try to take care of yourself. In a sense of trying to eat better, making good choices, avoid eating out if you can.
Absolutely.
Have your beer after the game, but don't have 10. There's nothing better than a cold beer after the game for sure. It's what we do it for. It's the camaraderie in the dressing room, stuff like that afterwards. But just in life in general, if hockey is the only thing you're doing and you need to add something else, if you're only playing once a week, even twice a week, then you got to find something else to kind of keep you going a little bit and keep you busy and keep you active. And I'm kind of, I can tell you now, I'm going through that myself with some stuff I've got going on in my life. It's been a bit of a struggle, getting into a routine from a workout routine and, some health things I've got going on, but you got to try to do something to make yourself, be a little healthier, feel a little better about yourself. It's not just a hockey thing. It's a lifestyle thing. And that's one thing I want to really reiterate. And I know, people, you got young families, so it's kind of tough and the kids kind of run the life and everything else. But it's important to find that time for yourself, at least try to find that 30 minutes. Some of us just might want to go lie down, but maybe you can take that 30 minutes to take the dogs for, a brisk walk or, if you have a treadmill or something that you can do for 30 minutes. And like you said, there's a lot of resources online on YouTube and everything else that you can access, for yourself and just try to get something done. It's easier said than done. And I know that because again, I've been through it. So, all you people listening out there, try to find that, maybe that one other thing. Don't just let it be a hockey thing. Jump on the bike. If you're a runner or if you used to run and you like to run, I know Rick's a runner. He doesn't run anymore, but maybe he should get back to maybe trying to get a mile in there. And I know he does a lot of hiking, so that's a good thing too. So, it's just, you got to find that one other thing maybe that you can do and not just a hockey thing. I think that we would all be better off if we were able to do that. And I'm, for me right now it's scuba diving, which doesn't sound like it's an intense, sport, but you do kill a lot of calories doing a lot of, diving and especially teaching. I'm hopping on the bike now again, getting back into a routine that way. Other things that factor into it. And again, I'm speaking for myself, injuries, I get this knee issue I've had for years and years and years. I'm finally going to get it replaced later this year. And I'm hoping that kind of sparks, me just getting into a more of a routine, for myself because I need it. And, I still like to work out and I still like to do those things, but I just kind of feel like I feel limited right now. And, I kind of felt like I'm kind of sounding like a self-help thing right now, but there are, those are factors that come into it as well as injuries. And,
right.
And so right now I'm kind of back on a good eating routine and doing my thing and trying to get a workout in here and there. I can't go as hard as I want to yet, but I will be able to, and I'm kind of looking forward to that day. So let's people get out there and try to find that one extra thing.
Yeah. And you bring up, I think the key point, and we've already hit it a couple times is this is a life thing. This isn't just a, how do I get better at hockey and eat better before a game and all that kind of stuff. Because, when you do play a sport and you do get older, you do tend to pick up injuries here and there more often, and it takes longer to recover. And that can put you into a place where when you were exercising rigorously, whether it's, you know, playing one sport or multiple sports, and then all of a sudden you're on the shelf, you're usually still eating the same way you were before. And some people put on weight quicker than other people. And then you get in this cycle where now you're trying to figure out, well, how do I lose weight? How do I get over the injury? And you end up in, you've changed your lifestyle wholly. And I know, you know, it certainly seems like with these kinds of things, you really do have to think about it and put something into place where you actually change or recognize that something has changed in your lifestyle. And when one thing happens, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction on another side of things. So that's why answering the question of what should my diet be is nearly impossible. Everybody has to figure that out for themselves. But, you know, I think there are some key basic things that people can think about. Obviously, playing one time a week, if that's the only exercise you get, you're probably not expending enough calories to deal with a, you know, a standard American diet. You are going to put on weight.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about this before with one of our podcasts. I don't know if it was this year or last year, but we talked about exercising and, you know, it doesn't have to be anything. You know, you don't have to go run a marathon. You don't have to be squatting 300 pounds. You just got to do something to get the muscles going. And, right. You know, it doesn't have to be,
yeah, we just hit yoga up last episode.
Exactly. Yoga is so awesome. You want to talk about stretching, and then, you know, that's another way of, elongating muscles and doing that type of thing. So, you know, it doesn't have to be so intense that you're going to be knocking yourself out and, that was a tough 300 pounds over my shoulders. And, you know, that's no, we're older. Get away from that stuff. Do body weight stuff. Push-ups and sit-ups are great. There's a lot of core exercises you could do to get stronger. But going back to the food part of it is just, you know, some people eat five small meals a day. I mean, I can't do that. Then you hear, I don't like to eat breakfast. And, you know, it is important to have your breakfast to get the metabolism going in the morning. And, so breakfast, you know, when you say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, yeah, it probably is, because it gets your system started in the morning. So I know it's difficult for some people, but, you know, a little bit of effort can go a long way.
What Austin was saying, just in terms of lifestyle and stuff, like what I've found is, as I've gotten older, I've had to cut back and cut back and cut back. You know, every few years you're like, I drink less beer now, and I cut out sugar, and it's like, yet I'm still, you know, it helps, and it keeps me from getting, you know, bigger and more out of shape or fatter or whatever, but I never, it's not like I suddenly lose 10 pounds because I cut out sugar. I just stop, you know, avoiding the downslide. So it's like, it seems like it's a battle as we get older, because our metabolism's slow and battling to,
your hormones, you know, are changing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also, just thinking about what you had said, with what you guys have been saying about, like, in terms of, well, like Austin, you're talking about, like, you kind of gone to that carnivore route, right? And then there's athletes out there who have totally, you know, eliminated meat, right, from their, they're on plant-based diets and they swear by them. So
absolutely,
you know, like you said, we're not doctors, and there's a lot of diets and different things are working for different people. But getting back to Brenton's question regarding, you know, pregame, I think, you know, pregame, you got to figure out what, you know, helps you in terms of, you know, feeling good. But mostly it's a lifestyle thing and just, you know, trying to eat healthy. I know that I'm fortunate. My wife's a really good cook, and, you know, we eat at home almost every meal, except when I'm on the road. And so, you know, I tend to eat pretty good. Like, we have, you know, I have, she makes a good dinner, and then I'll have that for like lunch, leftovers for lunch. And I'll usually have some cereal or something for breakfast, something healthier cereal. But yeah.
I can tell you, Rick's also very happy that the coaches drink a lot less beer than they used to too. So
yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is one of the sources of my happiness now, for sure. My bank account appreciates it too.
Okay. So yeah, we've hit like 20 minutes here, and I hope if Brenton's listening, we've come somewhere close on the dartboard of answers of hitting the bullseye, or at least the dartboard for you with it, which is we really don't know a lot about it, but it's definitely good to have a conversation about it. And to, at the end of the day, I think we all three of us would agree that it's, it can't just be one thing that you're eating one time a week or two times a week. It's got to be something that you put into place for yourself over a long period of time. And hopefully that then becomes a lifestyle with how you eat. And then recognizing, as Rick said, when you get older, everything changes with, you know, when we were 25, we could eat a large pizza and the next day, after doing that for months and months, you wouldn't have gained a pound. Now at 40 or 50 or 60, you do that every day and you find yourself 25 pounds overweight. It's just, your body has changed. Your metabolism's changed. Your hormones have changed. The way your body processes all that food changes. So, those are all things you have to think about. Then Rob added in the idea of, as soon as an injury occurs, that changes your lifestyle too. And you got to think about how that affects everything else, especially with your calorie intake, calorie outtake. So a couple quick things on that, before we hop to cover real quick, some off-ice stretching stuff is from hockeytraining.com. I thought there were some good points. And we already hit one of them, which was you don't prepare for the game with one meal. You prepare for the game with your lifestyle. And then one of the things they pointed out was the overwhelming majority of all your fat loss, meaning if you're trying to lose fat, is going to come from your dietary approach. So don't think you're going to exercise off all that extra weight. The exercise will help, your dietary approach will be important. Then again, we hit the metabolism. So there's people that are hard gainers, meaning they have a hard time gaining weight or muscle mass or anything like that. And there's ones that it becomes really easy to gain. And then also that gain tends to be a little more in the areas you don't want it. Finally, another important one that I think I know I deal with is get more sleep. You cannot overemphasize how important your body resting in deep sleep is to your overall well-being. And I know we all have, I have 10:30 at night games on Wednesday nights and I got to get up the next morning and go to work. That will wreck you for a few days as a adult hockey player, and I got, some friends who do that multiple nights a week, and I can only imagine what their sleep schedule is like. So just something to think about.
Which is why I like the noon hockey, pickup hockey right. that I get to play. I'm fortunate. Absolutely. I don't do that. I've stopped playing in the league because I hate playing at 10 o'clock at night and getting home. Yep. Even though I don't have to be up early, it's just I'm ready for bed at 10 o'clock, not ready to go to the rink.
Well, you can't get to sleep, right? You play from 10 to 11 and then you're all geared up and you're fired up and you come home and it takes a little while to wind down. That's a common thing. And like you said, sleep is very important just from a mental health standpoint, if you're trying to lose weight and do that type of thing, sleep's important.
Yeah, I had a 10:30 playoff game last week and we won and you're hyped up. I got home at 12:30. By the time I got to bed, it was 2 o'clock. Yeah. And then I'm up the next morning, and on 4 hours of sleep. So not the best. It's being done. It was done. And I eventually caught up, but I'm sure I'm still all whacked out as far as my biological rhythms and everything like that. So just something to think about.
Yeah, no, I used to be a I'll sleep when I'm dead kind of guy. And
I've caught up with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I mean, now I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? But I mean, I have read a lot more things about the importance of sleep and I still struggle. Yeah. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm thinking about things I want to do. I want to get going and it's hard for me to get back to sleep. So to me, the answer is I go to bed earlier, right? Go to bed at 10 o'clock rather than 11 or 11:30. But if you play hockey at that late, that obviously kind of messes that up.
Absolutely. And if anybody listening out there, go hit, some resources online, find something that you trust as far as things like post-game meals and all that kind of stuff. So real quick, let's hit and I know Rob's hit this before because he believes wholeheartedly in the magic hockey stretch when you get out on the ice, which is you throw your leg up on the board and that's all you need. No, I'm just kidding. Rob rails against that, but, let's talk about, warmups and the idea of why we do them and, maybe a little bit about how you do it. So,
well, let's talk. So a couple of things on that. So like if you go to an NHL game and you'll see guys get out there, they'll go around, they'll shoot and everything else. And then you will see guys go down to that static stretch. The one thing you don't see is that they've been warming up underneath the stands for about 30 minutes prior to that. And So, you know, I, again, active stretching before, before a game, static stretching after a game. And we've talked about a lot of different things already, and we've hit yoga, and, you know, we always tell at camp, you know, don't lie around the hotel room when you go back after a session, try to get a little walk in. Or those legs, your legs are just going to stiffen up. You're going to have lactic acid build up in those legs as well. So you're going to have that heavy feeling. So it's something I always try to reemphasize at camp, with athletes. You know, coaching my team, you know, we go to, you know, we're on a road trip a lot. So it's to the rink, to the hotel, to the rink, to the hotel. And, I don't let them, unless it's a really early morning game, I will let them go back to sleep for a little bit, but they got to get up and do something. And then we usually have a study hall too, but that's a whole other issue. So we, I try to get them up and moving and just not lying around, the hotel room, and, you know, kind of flush the legs out a little bit and get a little stretch in, before we have to go back to the rink and play again.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, do you have your, do you have your team, do like say show up an hour before your game, and then the first 30 minutes while they're there, they do some type of team dynamic, warm up routine.
Yep.
Okay. Which is not what we're doing in, you know, men's league. We're showing up 30 minutes, 15 minutes before the game. We get all our equipment on, we skate a couple laps, we shoot the puck at the goalie's head, and then we think we're ready to go. Play. So,
I used to say if you showed up before the Zamboni was finished, you were too early. But I mean,
but I think it goes to the point of the of your, you know, initial thing, which is that dynamic warm up. They've, you know, the NHL players, again, we're not trying to be NHL players or teach anybody how to be an NHL player. But the reality is they're there a long time before they get started. They're playing soccer in the hallways to kind of warm up, and then they're doing their own dynamic stretching. With the various key parts of their body to get their range of motion, their joints lubricated, all that kind of stuff going. What we see is when they get on the ice and they are skating around and they're firing 100 pucks at the net, and then they hop down into the frog stretch or the leg up on the board kind of thing. What we haven't seen is all the stuff that prepped and went into that. So, so I think hopefully that kind of gets to the heart of what the question was, is what's the pre-warm-up or off the ice, you know, warm-up kind of stuff. It's that kind of thing. And you got to take the time to do it. And you got to take the time to do, like Rob said, when you're done, figure out a way to cool down, but keep your muscles moving to clear out all that stuff from your muscles.
Well, the important part too, it's like, so again, you play at 10:30, you're done at 11:30, you're at the rink having a couple of beers, you're home, you don't get, you know, you don't get to bed till 2, and you know, we just want to rest, and it's late, and you've had a long day, and now I got to get up the next day. If you sit at a desk all day, it just becomes very a sedentary type thing. Like all the work you just did, you get that exercise and kind of goes away a little bit. And that's why I'm always, that's why I just mentioned also like to find something else that next day to do, or you know, because you're not playing every day. So try to find that next thing to kind of keep you going a little bit. There's one other thing I'd like to touch on from a dietary standpoint, and I think it's important. And I'll say this because one of my players was doing this last year, and I told him if he did it anymore, he wouldn't play for me. And that's energy drinks. I think from a dietary standpoint, we haven't talked about this, and I think it's important. Those diet drinks, if people are drinking those diet drinks before a game, you're only hurting yourself. Those things are hyped up on caffeine. It can elevate your heart rate. They're not made for a pregame. Something to get you going. I don't think they're good for you. Now, if you need a little pick me up, I mean, everybody has their coffee in the morning, so it's their little pick me up and stuff like that. And you're just in general day and you have to have your little monster drink. I mean, that's fine, but it's not a pregame type of drink that I would like to see athletes, whether it's a competitive athlete or a beer league athlete, drinking prior to performance. I think that is it's more of a deterrent than anything else. And it'll actually dry you out, and require you maybe to drink a little bit more water. So I wanted to touch on that. I think it's important from a dietary standpoint, because I saw that one of my players as you know, a 15-year-old kid drinking these monster drinks, and what the hell are you doing? And I said, you got to stop that right now. You're not playing for me anymore. And he did, at least that I didn't see it anymore. He doesn't do it in the dressing room. I don't know if he's doing it beforehand, but at least out of my eyes, because I don't think it's a healthy way to go. And I know, and I've seen adults do it too. Then that's why I wanted to bring it up. I have seen it at some rinks back, you know, when I was running the rink and was very much involved with adult league. I used to see guys walking in drinking their energy drink because they needed that little pick me up. And it's just not healthy. It's not good for you to do that. You know, you're better off having just drinking water and kind of rehydrating yourself before you play is way, way better than having one of those energy drinks. So that's my diatribe. And I think it's very important.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Rob. I agree. I see that all the time. And I'm like, well, I should kind of shake my head. It goes back to the sleep thing, right? I mean, if you're tired, you're probably because you're not getting enough sleep, not because, you know, you didn't have enough Red Bull.
Yeah. And, you know, for the adult players out there, you can easily find, studies about how long caffeine stays in your system, how it affects your sleep cycle. And, you know, sorry to say, how long alcohol stays in your system and how it affects your sleep cycle, which it does. It doesn't allow you to get into that deep sleep that you need, the deep recovering sleep. So just, you know, things to be aware of, like Rob said, you know, you have the 7 or 8 beers after the game, it's going to affect you in more ways than just the calories that you're taking in. It's going to affect your sleep, and things like that. So just things to be aware of. And as far as other off-ice stretching resources, Brenton, you can find them all over the internet. You can find them on YouTube. HockeyTraining.com has some great stuff that are, you know, off-day stretching routines. They have pre-game warm-up stretching routines. They have post-game cool-down stretching routines. And I'm sure you can find a dozen other out there for athletes on how they get prepared for an event and how they recover afterwards. So it is important, but it does have to become part of what you do every day if you're going to go play hockey, on how you get that done. So,
all right, you want me to blow the whole diet thing out the window right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Might as well. We're only 35 minutes into it. So.
And I'm not suggesting this is the way to go, but if anybody's read Gretzky's book, he used to have 4 hot dogs before he played. So I don't know if that's a good thing either. We've come a long way since then.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to Brenton's question about what to eat before the championship game. And, yeah, you know, it's like, I, when I was a kid, I play Little League baseball, and I remember Wheaties were popular, right? And they had like the commercial for Wheaties, and it was like, eat your Wheaties. And I think it was like Joe Cap was a sponsor. You know, I ate my Wheaties and it didn't help. So,
right.
I learned that, you know, maybe that wasn't the one thing to eat before the game. It probably wasn't the best thing anyway, obviously, but one thing isn't going to help you.
Yeah. So I think you're right, Rob. Maybe we should not take Wayne Gretzky's advice on this one topic, and probably not eat 4 hot dogs. But okay. Well, I think that unless you guys had anything else you wanted to add to the topic, I will turn it over to Rick. And if there's anything you want to talk about that has happened or is going to happen with camps.
Well, as you mentioned, it's been a while since we recorded. That's because we had 4 consecutive weeks in a row with camps. We went to Ann Arbor, Michigan, Southern California, Seattle, and St. Louis on 4 consecutive weekends. So those were great. It was our first camp ever in the Seattle area. And then our first camp in Park City, Utah, which is 4 miles from my house. The rink is 4 miles from my house. So I'm excited that I could actually be at a camp and sleep in my own bed at night. So that'll be fun. But no, it's almost a sold out camp. So I'm excited about that. And then our last camp of the season will be in Austin, Texas, named after our host here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, so that camp will be September 29th to October 2nd. Yeah. And that'll wrap up our season.
Awesome. Still busy. Still got a lot to do. As the dog days of summer move along. So, okay. Final thoughts, Rick, anything before we close this out?
Nope. I think we kind of beat the horse to death today.
I think so. And didn't provide any real good answers. But no, I think we gave...
Thanks
I
for the question, think, Brenton.
Yeah,
no sorry, worries. Sorry we about the answer.
Just ramble for 40 minutes now. I think it was good. And I think it provided some different perspectives of 3 different people who have, you know... ways of thinking about it, which will show you how many different ways there are to think about it. So, all right, Rob, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a great, there are great questions. I think it's a great topic. And if somewhere down the road, we can find someone who's a nutritionist to get on the show, I'll work on that a little bit. I think it would be beneficial to hear from an expert, to hear what they have to say. And I'm sure they'd have the same approach that we've talked about, not just a hockey thing, but just an everyday life thing. I think there were great questions and a great topic. So keep sending them in, folks. We'd love to hear from you. And whatever topic you think we need to discuss, we would love your feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great way to close us out here and to thank all the listeners for checking us out at Weekend Warriors Hockey. We do hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you do have those topic ideas, just send them to us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. And if you could, please share us with a friend, and you can leave 5-star Apple Podcast reviews if you enjoyed it. And until next time, keep working hard, improving each time you're out on the ice.